Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we present another concert in the Art of Jazz series presented by the Seattle Art Museum, curated by Earshot Jazz, John Gilbreth, Executive Director. This was one of three concerts Earshot is presenting this month featuring outstanding women composers, performers from outside the U.S., and this one features the Montreal pianist and composer Marianne Trudel with her trio Trifolia. The word trifolia refers to a plant with three leaves, and that also describes this ensemble's three parts, consisting of pianist Marianne Trudel, bassist Etienne LaFrance, and percussionist Patrick Graham. Etienne LaFrance has a beautiful sound, and he's also the principal bassist with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra. Patrick Graham contributes a wide variety of percussion. Instead of the usual drum set, he uses a lot of hand percussion, small instruments, rattles, chimes, and cymbals to provide an international flavor and sound. Marianne Trudel has a master's in ethnomusicology from the Université de Montréal, and also brings world music into the mix of jazz and classical music. She has produced six CDs, solo, duo, trio, quartet, quintet, and septet. This group, Trifolia, won a Prix Opus 2013 and was a Juno Award nominee for the CD Le Refuge. Trifolia played a series of West Coast concerts this month, including this one at the Seattle Art Museum. And Marianne Trudel 4 plus Ingrid Jensen will play the Montreal Jazz Festival. Beginning this hour of highlights from Trifolia's Seattle concert, here's an original piece by Marianne Trudel titled simply, "Oui, Yes." Thank you.
Étienne Lafrance, on bass. Patrick Graham, percussion. I never make set list before the concert, because when I do, I always change it anyway. So I like to decide on the spot each tune that we're going to play, and I like to see their face wondering what's the next one.
Thank you.
That was a piece titled Trois Soleils, composition by Marianne Trudel, the pianist here with this group, Trifolio, recorded in concert at the Seattle Art Museum with Etienne LaFrance on bass and Patrick Graham on percussion. This concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. Next, Marianne Trudel picks up a small two-octave red accordion.
We're going to San Diego tomorrow, and I guess they took a picture from my website where I had the accordion pretty up front. So I saw an article announcing the concert saying that I was a famous accordion player playing folklore Quebec music. I don't know where they took that, but I'm not a famous accordion player at all, and I don't play Quebec folklore music. I do play accordion on two songs on this album for a very specific reason. One day I was at my grandparents' place and my grandmother asked me to go get something in the basement. So I went and there was a little box sitting there and I'm curious, so I opened it and I found this. And I was very surprised because I don't come from a musical family. So I get back upstairs and I ask my grandmother, you know, where's that accordion coming from? What is it? And she said, ask your grandfather. Apparently he wanted to learn the accordion and he wanted his children to learn the accordion, but that lasts about 4 days. So I thought, okay, well, it's interesting. And 2 years ago when I was writing the music for this project, my grandfather was at the hospital fighting cancer. So I went to visit him many times. My grandfather was 6'4", just like me. And one day I went in the hospital and he looked like a little bird in his bed. He was so tiny and couldn't speak, couldn't open his eyes anymore. So I kind of just held his hand like that for an hour in silence. That was a pretty profound experience. And after an hour, I had to go. I had a concert to play that night, so I approached him and I kind of yelled because he was quite deaf. So I said, Grandpa, I have to go. I have a concert to play. And he moved a little bit and he turned to me and he kind of opened one eye and he said, play loud. I thought that was amazing. I wasn't even sure if he was asleep or if he was there the whole time. And then he said, play loud. It was hard for me to leave him that day because I had a feeling it might be the last time I would see him. But I left. I went to play my concert. I don't know if I played loud, but I played thinking of him, that's for sure. Right after my concert, I called my grandmother and she said he just died. He had just died. So immediately I thought about this little accordion. And I went to get it and I said to my boys here, I said, guess what? There's accordion on the CD now. Don't ask any questions. I'm playing accordion now. So here's a song that I wrote for him. And I called it Steps, like the steps of Mongolia. I've never been there. And I imagine it as a vast space where there's not much. Silence is there. And I needed silence, I guess. That's Steps, and that's for my grandfather.
Thank you.
This is one of the pieces from the new album called La Vie Commence Ici. Can somebody translate that for me? Life starts here. Wow, you all speak French. I could have spoken French the whole time. No? So it's really a pleasure to play for you. You're a wonderful audience. Thank you for being here. So we play Deux Soleils. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back. If you like the music you heard today, please make sure come and see us. We'll be around that table there. We have the two CDs. So there's the Trifolia CD with these two wonderful musicians. And there's my new CD that's called La Vie Commence Ici featuring Ingrid Jensen. I produce all my CDs myself and the tours and everything. So if you like the music, please make sure you get a copy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Merci, thank you. Patrick Graham, Étienne Lafrance, my name is Marianne Trudel. Thank you so much.
You're listening to music from Marianne Trudel and Trifolia, recorded in concert at the Seattle Art Museum, part of the regular Art of Jazz series, presented on the second Thursday of each month by Earshot Jazz and the Seattle Art Museum. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Once again, from the second part of the concert, here's Marianne Trudel.
Thank you. We're going to start the second set with the title piece of my new CD that's called La Vie Commence Ici.
Thank you. Okay.
Maintenant, we're going to play a piece called La Rivière. We all like water a lot. Nature is a big part of our inspiration. Etienne goes every summer on big canoe trips really far in the north of Quebec and Ontario. I like kayaking a lot. And Patrick, the closest thing we found was that he likes sushi. So that's related to water somehow. So many of our pieces have some kind of water in the title. So that's La Rivière.
River.
And there are some very calm river and some river with rapids. So I'll let you see on which kind of river we're on.
Thank you.
You've been listening to highlights from a concert by Marianne Trudel and Trifolia with Etienne LaFrance on bass and Patrick Graham percussion. The concert took place at the Seattle Art Museum's Art of Jazz series presented earlier this month, concluding with an original composition titled La Rivière, The River. Our thanks to Marianne Trudel and Etienne LaFrance and Patrick Graham for allowing us to record and broadcast their music on today's show, and thanks to the Seattle Art Museum for hosting the concerts, and Jonas for House Sound, and Earshot Jazz, John Gilbert, for planning and presenting the series. Marianne Trudel and Trifolia have an excellent recording which includes most of the music that you heard on this program. It's available through Marianne Trudel's website. Her last name is spelled T-R-U-D-E-L. The Art of Jazz series is presented on the second Thursday of each month at the Seattle Art Museum. The concerts will be moving out of doors for the summer months of July and August. Next month's concert at the Sculpture Park of the Seattle Art Museum on the Seattle waterfront, Devon Lewis Special Edition, International Revelations with African Drums, and that concert takes place on July 9th at the Olympic Sculpture Park from 5:30 to 7:30. That's a free concert, July 9th. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.